A wet nose touched Heather's, and she opened her eyes to see the prettiest brown eyes imaginable. Large and soft, with a sparkle of puppy adoration and triumph in them. The dog licked her chin, sat on its haunches, and barked 3 times. Heather blinked freezing snow out of her eyes and sat up straighter against the solid tree trunk, trying to get her bearings. Her butt and legs were chilled from the frozen ground. She must have drifted off beneath the sweeping pine boughs after pressing her personal locator beacon for help. Pain ticked through her head, and she gingerly tried to move her injured ankle, biting her lip at the agony. That's right. She looked over her shoulder at the rocky and icy terrain she'd fallen down after slipping on the trail near the top of the mountain. Her pack was next to her, and she patted it, wincing as wet snow splashed up. Then she focused on the quietly panting black Labrador. Hello. The dog's tail wagged across the snowy pine needles. It wore a bright red search and rescue vest along with a wide collar with a box that had a blinking red light. Heather had fallen into some sort of gully surrounded by trees with one very rocky edge heading back up to the main trail. The rocks were black slate, icy and sharp. A whistle sounded from above, and the dog barked 3 more times before laying down with its nose on its paws right in front of Heather. Snow scattered.
Good girl, Zena,
came a masculine voice.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Heather angled around the tree and tried to look up and beyond the jagged rocks. I can hear you.
What are your injuries?
The man was tall against the rapidly darkening sky, and his face remained in shadow. Heather swallowed. A few bruises and, I think, a broken ankle. There was no think about it. It's broken for sure, she yelled, trying not to shiver. Was she going into shock?
All right. Two of us are coming down, so stay behind that tree in case we loosen rocks or ice, he called down, his tone remaining calm.
Okay, she chirped. Then she hunkered down behind the tree. Oh, she definitely expected danger to come her way, but not out by herself scattering her grandma's ashes on the mountaintop. She'd worry about her disastrous life later. For now, she studied the rescue dog, which had the loveliest black coat she'd ever seen. Zena, huh? You do look like a warrior princess. The dog kept perfectly still, watching her as if she didn't want her prize to wander away. Her brown eyes were alert and smart, and she vibrated as the rescuers maneuvered down the large rocks toward them. Her training was as impressive as her obvious intelligence. Snow landed on her nose. Heather listened as sure steps made their way down the craggy rocks, and soon a man stood before her. She'd been wrong. He had the prettiest eyes she'd ever seen. They were a tawny brown, lighter in the middle of the iris, the color spiking out into deep chocolate rims.
Hi.
He dropped to his haunches to study her face. Maybe she was still unconscious because no way was this guy real. Dark and mussed-up hair swept away from a rugged face with more than a couple days of whiskers across his edged jaw. His chest was broad, his hands wide, and his gaze intent. Hi, she whispered. The dog perked up and moved to the man's side, tail still wagging. He patted the dog's neck.
You've already met Zena, and I'm Quint Albertini. Want to tell me what happened?
Albertini? Yeah, he looked Italian. I was hiking down the trail and slipped. Then she tumbled over the rocks, bruising herself until landing next to the tree. I think my ankle is broken.